Hi, I'm Jane Rose, and this is Inspiration is Everywhere, a deconstruction arts podcast that examines the world around us and takes a look at day-to-day inspirations, inspiring individuals, and how they may impact our lives. In our first chapter with Dustin Owens, we learned a bit about his background and the sharp left that took him from business and law aspirations into music and the arts. In this segment, we hear about how impactful his time at Oklahoma University was in shaping him on his journey, and end with Tavy's Decon takeaway of inspiration in 2 minutes or less.
What I'm wondering is, since you said this was not originally your dream and you had this idea of business school and law, and then I believe you said it was your second year there, you started seeing performance, but did you notice a big shift in when your dreams changed?
It was a real juggernaut of learning, and it was intense. It was awesome, you know. It was hard though, you know, but I switched my major. I went to the dean's office, the dean of the music department, and said, I think I want to change my major to musical theater. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I'm going to sell this at home. I don't know how I'm going to sell it to my voice teacher, who just really thought I was going to be the next opera singer. Like, she had, there was a guy named Samuel Raimi, and she was like, that's, you're going to be the next Samuel Raimi. And she was really upset. And, you know, looking back on it, she had dreams for me. Everyone at the school had a dream for me, and I hadn't bought into what this idea of what a dream is. I just thought, be good at this and let's see what opportunities arise. And then you go for it. And you just really realize your potential. You have things that you love to do. You have these gifts and you have these talents, and we all have them. And then if you can work, use them as a career, that's a beautiful thing, because then you enjoy what you do for a living. But I think, Tavy, the answer really is, that's when I started imagining that there was something beyond my imagination. And for a lot of people, that's what a dream is. But I hadn't seen it as a dream because I still didn't know what it was. But it was something that I all of a sudden enjoyed and thought was really interesting, and I thought was magical, that I could be a part of. It was the first thing outside of playing basketball that I thought, oh, this could be cool. So my direction definitely shifted at that point, but it was also the spiritual person that I was at that time. I was like really a infant spiritual person, but I was like, God, if this is what you want me to do, please just make it very clear. I'll do the work, just make it clear that I'm doing the work towards something that you want me to do. And after those 2 weeks, I stayed in that studio, but the woman that taught the musical theater workshop class that I had taken the semester before, she became my accompanist. So she had all the knowledge of musical theater, and my voice teacher had all the opera knowledge and knew how to teach me how to sing it. So when we would do musical theater stuff, my teacher would just say, how does that feel? And, you know, she would still teach me technique. And the piano lady, my accompanist, she would be like, well, this is where you are in the scene. This is where you are in the show. This is the emotions you need to be getting to and evoking. This is what you need to do. So it was really such a beautiful collaboration in that room for me in my voice lessons and in my master classes, because I was getting the acting and I was getting the voice technique, and they were just pouring into me. And I just thought it was a beautiful time because my mind was expanding and my world was expanding, and I didn't know where the boundaries were. I just saw something out there in the future. And again, getting back to this idea of dreams, it really was, I didn't know what the dream was. I knew that it was so extreme from what I was used to, that it had to be this thing that only God was going to allow, because it was so, so foreign to me.
I want to jump in because there was something that you said that I thought was really interesting in the observation of your vocal coach, the woman who was mentoring you, and your observation that she had a dream for you and that you ended up going a different direction. And I am really glad to have heard that that came to sort of a beautiful resolution that then ultimately ended up supporting you, but not in the way that she had envisioned. And I think that's just a really interesting piece of thought for people of, you know, sometimes dreams don't look the way that we think they will. Right. And that's not just for ourselves, but also for others.
And so it was another moment of just realizing I have the power to say what I need and express the way I feel. And they have the power to say yes or no. They also had insight that I didn't have. So the beauty in all of that story is to say to you, yes, I was a bit problematic, because I just didn't know what I was doing or what was there for me to do. But when people see potential in you, at some point you have to realize that potential or you'll never get anywhere. It's just people pulling you along and the world doesn't care. So when that person stops pulling you along and you're going to audition, there's no one rooting you on, it's all you. And so at some point you have to then become the captain of the ship. So once he finished what he had to say to me, I realized they actually cared about me and they cared about my future. So graduating from there was such a bittersweet day for me, because I had to say goodbye to all of these people.
Yeah. Do those professors know what you went on to do?
Yeah, we've all stayed in touch. If you're not familiar with Oklahoma City University, I can just throw this little tidbit in. It's not a name drop, but my classmate was Kristen Chenoweth. There were like maybe 8 of us that started together and we finished together and we were all friends. And the beauty of it really was, I think the teachers and those professors really watched how well we bonded, and that we pushed each other and challenged each other, whether it was in the practice room or on stage, but it was always in a very supportive collaboration way. It was never like, well, can you do this? It would be like someone knocking on your practice room door going, oh my God, you sound so good on that. Can I sit and listen? And then they would find themselves helping you with the cadenza or saying, oh, try this. So it was that atmosphere. And our teachers really allowed it because they saw it in us. And we would share things in our, in master class. It wasn't just our teachers. They would allow us to speak in our master classes. And that was part of how you learned, was you got to say what you thought about someone's performance. It was weird to hear your peers, but at a certain point you were like, this is the real world. It's not just your teacher. It's other people have a say in what they like. So through the years, it's been funny to have them come to different shows that I've been in. And on some level, you still look at them as your professors. So you want to please them. And at some point you also realize, I don't need to please you. I just need to be the person you helped create, and you're going to enjoy this. So when they come, it's always just been, oh, my teacher's coming. I'm making sure they got the best ticket and they get the best seat, and we have to go eat, and we have to, like, it's kind of like I just want to wine and dine them, because mm-hmm. I appreciate what they've done for me. And I want them to be happy and enjoy this ride with me. So it's funny to get emails from them, or like it's just funny now. And they've asked me to come back and do master classes and stuff like that. So I've really enjoyed doing that. And it's been interesting to watch them watch me teach, and just the things they would say afterwards. And when Tavy said that I was a teacher, it was because they were like, when are you going to start teaching? And I was like, yeah, I'm out there performing. I'm not teaching. And they were like, no, when are you going to do this? This really seems natural for you. Like, you really sound like a teacher. And I would say, well, I'm really sharing with them what you shared with me, with the portion of New York City on top of it. This is what the real world has to say about it. This is what they're teaching you, and this is the real world portion of it. And so I started doing these masterclasses based on the relationships and the fact that they keep in touch with me, the fact that the dean of the music school is like, where are you? What are you doing? And is there anything that we can do? Or can you come in? Can we publicize this for us? Like, it's a beautiful relationship now. And I'm literally forever grateful to those people. And it's not like I turn into a kid when I see them, but it's such a beautiful memory and a sense memory, a visceral thing when I see them or when I hear from them, because it reminds me of one of the most beautiful times in my life.
Stepping into Decon Takeaway Time, in this chapter, I became profoundly aware of something that I have thought about so many times over the years, but in the past, I've always thought of this particular quality in terms of physical performance, as in dance or acrobatics. You know, the things that directly relate to me. However, to listen to Destin speak about his experience in college, I was left with this same thought. We are the performers we are because of the teachers we've had. I'm going to say that another way. We are the people we are because of the people who have taught us. I wonder if we had different teachers or coaches influencing us, would we be different performers? And I think the answer to that is yes, of course. We are who we are because of these people who took an interest and spent countless hours and sometimes thankless hours helping to shape us. So if you're listening to this, reach out to those teachers who have helped shape you and say thank you and let them know that you were inspired by them.
It's so true, the inspiration of teachers. And that's it for this little chapter. In the next chapter of Destin Owens' story, he reflects on topics near and dear to our hearts, including what it means to be an artist and the role of self-exploration in that process. To get more involved with Deconstruction Arts, visit our website, www.deconstructionarts.org, to get info on upcoming events. Through our website, you can become a Decon member and join us every week for an amazing meditation and movement class. All are welcome to participate in this 1-hour Zoom-based sound bath and invigorating movement practice. Also, if you were moved or found value in today's podcast, please visit our website to make a tax-deductible donation to support the continuation of this always ad-free podcast and other projects.
And of course, remember that inspiration truly is everywhere. Seize a moment at some point today when you can step into the calm of your mind, take a deep, conscious breath, look around, and be inspired.